Welcome to Off the Cuff with SDJ, a podcast about everyday life from the spiritual, the physical, and the metaphysical perspective. Each week, I'll bring you episodes that have a casual, laid-back, informal, and spontaneous look at this thing we call life. I'm Sunny Dawn Johnston. Now let's get started. All right, and there she is. Hey, Lori.
Hi.
Thanks, Sunny. Yes, I'm so happy to have you here. So we have a bunch of beautiful souls that are listening and watching, and they don't know who you are or why I have you on. So I'm going to read your bio so people have a little bit of your background, and then we're just going to dig in and see where we go, because that's why it's called Off the Cuff.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So this is Lori Ward, and here's her bio. So interesting. So she's an esthetician, an entrepreneur, a coach, and an influencer. Lori went back to school at age 42 and graduated in aesthetics with her daughter, Riley. I love that. I know I for sure want to know more about that story. She started in her home with one treatment room. And because of mindset coaching and believing in herself, she opened up a storefront in 2019. They are acne experts and love seeing clients transform from the inside out. They've created their own skincare line, which is awesome. I haven't tried any yet, but it's on my list. In May of 2020, during COVID, despite the virus and the scarcity of bottles and packaging, Lori believes in the power of an abundant mindset. Me too, sister. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to have you. So we've got a lot of people saying hello and welcoming you. So Lori, you got to tell us about going back to school at 42 with your daughter. That's just wild. I think it's great.
You know, I thought my high school experience was okay. I mean, it wasn't bad, but going back to school with my daughter and other 18 to 25 year olds, that was an awakening. I realized, wow, there's a little bit more drama nowadays than there was back then. But it was such a great experience because I got to be with her every day. I got to see the world through different eyes. Mm-hmm. I came in at 42. I was the oldest one in the class. And so I realized I had the opportunity to think of life in two different mindsets. And I chose the one, and I'll tell you. But the first one was, oh my gosh, I'm so old. Mm-hmm. And then sure. The other mindset was, but wait a second, I'm older than them. I have a lot more experience. I have a lot more wisdom, a lot more understanding. And it looks like I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And so I grasped onto that one, that I look like, because I'm older, I look like I know what I'm doing. So I'm just going to go with it.
Fake it till you make it.
Yes. And I just leaned into it. And it was such a great experience with my daughter. I get emotional about it just because not everyone gets to do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful that I believed in myself and that I said, I can do this. And this is important to me because I was in a point in my life where I didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know what to do with myself. My kids, I have four kids total. And my oldest two went to college and got married all within about 3 months of each other.
Oh, wow.
And so that was a huge transition for anyone who is watching this and is like, I can relate. Mm-hmm. Raise your hand because it changes your life. You have a little bit more time. Your kids are older. They don't quite need you. They need you, but they don't need you in the same way. And I got tired of doing laundry and cleaning the kitchen. It's like, I feel like I have, there's purpose. I need to do something for myself now. And it wasn't selfish. Mm-hmm. And because I took the time and made it a priority to go back to school and to get done as fast as I could so I could get started, I was able to help more people. And so let that be a lesson that when we help ourselves and we enlighten ourselves and we take the time for internal spiritual growth or mindset work, that when we invest in ourselves, we can pour more of ourselves into other people.
For sure.
And so you can affect so many people by just trying to do better yourself. Mm-hmm. Even if you're, even your family, just when you invest in you, it makes your family better. It makes your community better. Mm-hmm. It can make the world better. One person at a time.
Yeah. One person at a time. It's the ripple effect, right? So it's, you make a ripple. And I think a lot of times, especially in families, it's a great teaching when your kids see you choose you, you know, because they're used to you choosing them their whole lives. And oh, it's always them. And you're at the, you know, at the very end, if you're even on the list. But when you start to choose you, and it teaches them that not only is choosing you important, but it can change other people's lives and the effect that it can have, then that teaches them for their lifetime and the way that they interact and create their own families.
Absolutely. It just can make everything better. And it can be a challenge sometimes, but I just felt a lot of joy during the process. And I invested in mindset coaching and business coaching because I didn't know what I was doing. You know, I hit a lot of mental roadblocks, and I had good people in my life that helped me push past those, because if I didn't, I would have stayed stuck in fear. Mm-hmm. You know, when I first started, I'm actually in the room that I first began. This was my husband's office, and I kicked him out and I turned it into our first treatment room. Mm-hmm. You know, that was scary. It was committing to an idea, and I wasn't even sure what I wanted in the beginning. You know, it's like, Well, I've got this student loan that I took out in my own name because we were too broke for my husband to help me. And so I took out a student loan. And when I graduated, there was two options: wait a year or longer to join a med spa that might need an esthetician, or just go do my own thing.
Yep.
And I had done my own thing before, and I knew how hard it was. I was like, I don't know if I can do this again, because I know what it takes. But I thought, I think I can do it, just one day at a time. And so just had that vision of, I can do this, and realized who I can help. And that is, you know, acne clients are our passion. Mm-hmm. And we just went from there, and it just, one thing led to another, and just believing and pushing through those upper mind limits of, I mean, everyone knows what those are. You hit them at every single level.
Yeah. And we're working them every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
In different ways.
So how did you decide to be an esthetician? Like, out of everything that there is, was it your daughter that was going to go, and then you're like, okay, I'll do that too? Or was it something that you're like, I've always had a passion for this? Or where did it start? I mean, because you're unique. You got your beautiful pink hair, which I love. And so obviously style and things like that and are important, and you like to have your own way. And I love that you guys do acne, because I didn't struggle that much with it. I had some, but not that bad. But I've had friends and clients, children, and that just are devastated. I mean, it changes who you are and how you show up in the world, right? So I love that you do that, because it makes such a difference. For that age is so hard anyway, and then to have to feel like you want to hide even more. I love it. How'd you get started? How did you start?
So it's kind of weird, because I think aesthetics found me, because I was always looking for something, but I couldn't find anything that I liked. I went to college. I got my associate's degree at Ricks College in Rexburg, Idaho. It's now called BYUI.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. My grandmother was born in Rexburg, Idaho. So I have a connection there.
Okay. So I got my associate's degree before I had children, and then I had four kids. And during that whole time, even before that, I have loved and been fascinated by the human body. I loved exercising. I remember being very cognizant and aware of how I felt when I exercised at 12 years old.
Wow.
I was very active. I would roller skate. I would go running, swimming. I was trying to figure out how weightlifting worked and how do you grow muscles. And I was very fascinated with that. And in the meantime, trying to learn to eat healthy. Mm-hmm. And this is back in, I was born in 73. So this is like the 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. There wasn't information like the recent one. You had to really go dig for it. Mm-hmm. So I was fascinated with taking care of yourself with nutrition, eating, exercising. And all along the way, I took care of myself. I took care of my skin the best way that I knew how. I was a big Mary Kay fan. Mm. I knew Mary Kay forever. So kudos to them, because there was a little bit of SPF in the foundation. So I think that that did help. But then I had always taken care of myself. And then I started to become fascinated with, as my children grew, like, wow, there's these things called facials, and there's this stuff called chemical peels and microneedling. What is that? So, and oh, lasers, what is that? And so my daughter had always said that she wanted to be an esthetician all through junior high and high school. Mm. And I thought, good for you, girl. You know what you're going to do. Wow, I wish I knew what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. And she just talked about it. And then she graduated from high school and signed the papers at the school that was 30 miles away. And one day we were sitting at the table and she goes, oh, I'm so excited to start school, Mom. I can't wait. And I said, that's so cool, Riley. I wish I could do it too. And my husband goes, well, why don't you just go? And it's funny because I had never allowed myself to, I hadn't given myself that opportunity. I just thought, no, I'm locked in this mode, and this is all that I can do. I have to wait till my kids are all grown and moved away.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful to my husband that he made that comment, because he planted that seed. And the next day I went down and applied, and 2 weeks later I was in.
You're in.
Huh. And when I got in school that first day, I was like, I think I belong here. No, I really know I belong here, because like I'm fascinated with the way that the body works, right? How skin operates, mm-hmm. cells, all the things. It was always so cool to me. And so I think that it just, how I became an esthetician was, I think it was just a long time in the making. Mm-hmm. Right? And then you throw in being a mom and learning through life experiences and being compassionate for little people and my family, which led into desiring to help people clear their acne holistically.
Sure.
Because my oldest three, they all had acne. They were very aware of it and felt bad about it. But back then, the only option was Accutane. Yeah. And I'm not dissing or shaming anyone who's done it, because I know that it's helped a lot of people.
But it hurts a lot of people while it's helping them.
There is a cost. There is a price to pay for it.
Yes.
And it affects everything. Their microbiome, it dries them out. They're bleeding, they're cracked, they're dry, depression, suicidal, all the things, right? And our biggest problem with our children is that they had to do Accutane multiple times. Mm. And throughout about five, six, 7 years, multiple times. And it was very expensive back then because our insurance didn't cover it. And they'd be like, Mom, my skin is so dry. I don't know why I'm having acne. I don't understand why I can't find a moisturizer. And so we had to YouTube a lot of home concoctions for moisturizers back then. This was, you know, early 2000s. So I had a place, a spot right there that had a lot of compassion for kids who didn't feel good about themselves. And when kids are crying out for that they... Like if you see your child starting to shrivel and starting to withdraw mm-hmm. because of their skin, parents better pick up on that and believe them. Even if we can't relate, like for me and you, mm-hmm. I didn't have bad acne growing up. I had a pimple here and there, but like children and young adults that suffer with acne can be suicidal.
Yeah, for sure.
I've saved screenshots of mm-hmm. people who've messaged me saying, thank you so much, because I called it my last wits end. I was crying in my closet for 2 days. I didn't want to come out. Mm-hmm. And now I feel better. And so I really, really, truly believe that it's a calling.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful for it. And it's also, we just really enjoy working holistically, because I started to find through research after I became an esthetician, didn't learn about it so much in school, right? But the studies now show that when we treat the skin at its root, which is the gut, that that's where we make a difference.
Yeah, and that, for sure.
But guess what? It's the hardest thing,
right?
It's so easy to spend $500 or whatever on a skincare regimen, clean your skin every morning and night, but it takes a lot of work to pull out stuff out of your diet that's not healthy and to put stuff that is in that's more healthy.
Yeah.
That's where the work is. And so when we can work from the outside in and the inside out, that is where magic happens. And I'm just obsessed with that connection of not only the skin and the gut access, but the brain, the skin, and the gut access.
Just well, and that's one of the things that that's one of the things that I love about what you do is that, you know, you do help people to understand that it's not just putting something on top. Like to me, that's like putting the Band-Aid and you got to get to the root. Yes. And the root is the gut. And I think the root is probably also not having any experience, but it's also your mindset, right? It's also the way you think about it, the way you see yourself, what you tell yourself. So the ripple effect is, and from what I've always heard, and I don't know if this is true or not, but you can tell us because you're the expert, is that the skin is the hardest or the last thing to heal because it's external and it's our largest organ. So is that true? It's the last thing to heal?
I don't know if it's the last thing, but I know that it's the largest organ. Mm-hmm. And the skin is almost a window into your gut health, because what happens when, I was just discussing this with my sister today, what happens when people go on chemotherapy? Their skin turns sallow because it's killing the gut microbiome.
Sure.
When people don't feel good or they have kidney disease or anything like that, it can turn the skin a different color. Mm-hmm. When there's rosacea, when there's psoriasis, eczema, like you know something's going on in there. And so it will give you signs.
Yeah.
And also another thing is, for some, their skin, like the body has these weak links, and stress triggers weak links in the body. Stress can trigger heart disease, stress can trigger all sorts of health ailments, right?
For sure.
For the clients that we see, stress triggers acne.
Yeah.
And so we have to work through breathing techniques, mindset, and I am not a doctor. And I am seriously looking at becoming a nutritionist as well and adding that into the mix of things. I'm not a doctor, but I've read enough to know, and there's enough studies out there that show that everything is connected.
For sure.
It's connected to depression, the way that we handle things, mood swings, fatigue.
Yeah. Well, it's a mind, body, spirit, emotional connection. So all of that emotion, all that stress, it has to go somewhere in the body, and then it manifests and it activates certain areas in the body. And that gives us our signs, and we don't always listen because we go, oh, I'll just put this stuff on, or I'll just take this pill, or I'll just do this. Then we're like, that doesn't work.
Right. Or we don't pause long enough to go, what's really wrong with me? What am I feeling? We just go, go, go. I'm so busy. But yet just pausing and going, how come I don't feel good? Is it what I'm eating? Am I stressed? Am I not happy? Like, what are the things that bring me joy? That's something to sit on.
For sure.
What brings me joy? What would make me feel better? I don't know.
It's not usually that ice cream cone or that shake or that gallon of dairy that's actually going to make you feel better. Usually it's not that.
It's a temporary fix. And usually it's a buffer for what's really going on.
Yeah. The deeper emotional connection. And that actually, that's one of the things that Lori is going to be speaking this weekend. This Saturday will be one of the teachers helping us to understand that gut health a little bit better and kind of creating that health on the inside to have health on the outside at our Thrive event. So guys, I'm going to put the link up here so you can go and check that out. If you haven't registered yet, you can go to sunnydonjohnson.com/Thrive and check it out. Lori is going to be one of our our teachers. We've got Inna Siegel, who is the gal that wrote the book, on, I call it the Bible of the body, on your emotional manifestations and what they create in your body. We have Courtney Long and we have Melissa Impet. So we've got a great, great group of people. So make sure you go and you check that out. So, okay, Lori. So I have another question. A lot of the women, and I'm sure some men, but I know women that are in our age range, you're a couple years younger than me, start looking at their face and they start seeing, you know, the lines and the spots. And I am probably an esthetician's nightmare, probably. Because
I see you on Instagram.
I always am in the sun. My name is Sunny, for God's sake. I'm in the sun.
Right.
I don't like sunscreen. And I know my dermatologist, every time I go, you could use some sunscreen. I'm like, I don't like sunscreen, but thank you very much. So anyway, as we start to get a little bit older, like I was just talking to a friend of mine who has had actually some face work done, and she's about 10 years older. And she just, it just made me aware, because I don't ever really think about it. I just, you know, put coconut oil on my face and I'm good. That's all I do. And so I'm like, there's probably you probably have a lot of suggestions, but there's probably a couple of simple things that we as more mature women could be doing that could benefit our skin and our face and those lines that people are focused on and things like that. I bet you have some answers for us.
I do. And guess what? The first thing that comes to mind when people start talking about wrinkles and they're of our age, like I'm 46 years old, and I'm guessing that that's probably the range of people that we're speaking to, 40s, 50s.
Yeah, 40s and 50s. Yeah, some 60s.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we're moving into repair and correction for what we've been doing in the past. Because my age, I was sun tanning. I was in tanning beds in later in my 30s. We used baby oil.
Mm-hmm.
All the day.
Baby oil and sun in.
Yes, I used that too. So for my ladies who have done that in the past, it's never too late to start taking good care of yourself. And the thing that I always have to preach, and I just have it here and I don't see it, but it really truly is sunscreen to start today. I know that it's so annoying, but it really is going to protect your skin. Now, the next thing that you can do is just invest in a good cleanser, a good, like a vitamin C serum to help build up collagen, because in our 20s, every year we lose, I think it's 1%. It might even be more as we get older, but starting your 20s, you lose 1% of collagen every single year in your skin. Mm-hmm. And many people are like, well, I don't know what collagen is. And collagen and elastin are that nice, fluffy, it's like the filling inside the pillow. That's what makes our skin look young and fluffy. And every year we're losing that.
Which causes the droopiness and the... Yeah.
Like when you're young, think of a triangle, right? The triangle is straight here and comes down here. All of your youth, all of your fluff, all of that healthy fat is right up here. And then as we start to age about mid-30s, that triangle flips. Mm. And it becomes this way and everything falls and droops here. Mm. That's why these muscles, the skin, it just starts to fall. And it's no one's fault. It's just going to happen. If we didn't take care of our skin in our youth, it's going to be accelerated. Mm-hmm. So every time you're out in the sun, no shame. But when we're out there unprotected, it's accelerating age and premature aging. So always sunscreen. Number two is, or like I was saying, a cleanser, a good serum, like a vitamin C, because vitamin C builds collagen, a good vitamin C, and then a great moisturizer. Because for a lot of my older ladies, their skin starts to get dry because it's just not producing like it was. Hormones change.
Sure.
It becomes thinner. Mm-hmm. The top becomes thicker, which gives us this interesting look of skin. It has a different look. And then underneath it, let's see, top is thick, underneath is thin. and the oil production isn't as good. So many women experience dryness. They start to see these brown spots pop up on their skin, melasma. Mm-hmm. So taking really good care of your skin. Someone can always invest in good chemical peels. In microneedling, that will be a woman's best friend. If anyone doesn't know what it is, they can find it on Instagram. But microneedling builds collagen, anything that will build collagen. And last thing, and it's my most favorite thing, is Botox. It is easier than brushing your teeth every day. Mm-hmm. If someone is really like, I'm really concerned about these wrinkles here, or I keep getting this stuff here, and I've got these weird lines right here, just find a good injector, one that you trust. Do your homework, make sure that you feel good about it. But we have a great injector. She's actually a nurse anesthetist that comes in. She takes care of our Botox once a month for anyone coming in. And that really is, to me, such a great investment, because it's once every 3 months or so. For some, it might be sooner. But that is, to me, the fountain of youth.
Mm-hmm. And what about the sunscreens? Because I know you created your own line of skincare. Mm-hmm. The reason I don't like sunscreens, quite honestly, is I don't like chemicals. So do you have, and I know you do a lot holistically, so do you have a sunscreen that is like chemical free?
Chemicals are in everything, Sunny.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't wear it.
Water is a chemical.
Mm-hmm.
Your skin has chemicals in it. So, but I understand a lot of people are against that and they don't like the way that it feels on their skin. Mm-hmm. And there's two types of sunscreen. There's physical sunscreen and there's chemical sunscreen. Mm. And physical, like, you need a little bit of both. But if you look for titanium and zinc, they are a physical barrier. They're going to stop the sun rays. They're going to reflect. Mm. And it's less irritating on the skin.
Okay.
So a lot of people like those. And you can find them. Like, I haven't announced it yet, but we're coming out with a powder SPF that has those two ingredients. It's awesome. But I personally, I know what you're saying, but I think our cream blend has a little bit of a chemical barrier and physical. Mm-hmm. And so if you're against the chemical, then just go straight with titanium and zinc, which are amazing antioxidants. Mm-hmm. They're incredible.
Well, that's good to know. Titanium and zinc. Yeah. Titanium and zinc. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good to know. Okay. Other last question I know that you do a lot of, like, you're big on Instagram. You're like Instagram esthetician queen, probably. and if you guys aren't, or if you're on Instagram, LW Skin, right?
LW Skincare.
LW Skincare. You can grab her there. Because she does a lot of great videos, and a lot of what you're doing is educating, which is one of the things I really appreciate about what you're doing, because you're educating people so that they can then make their own choices and figure out what they want to do. But you also have a cute little family and have that little son of yours because I've watched some of your videos, hilarious.
Yeah.
He is hilarious. So when you, when you got this business, and we've been in COVID, and so we've had to close down, open up, close down, open up. And I know that because you do so much on Instagram, I'm wondering, as a business owner who's just started a business a year ago and had to make some changes, and, you know, this is off the cuff, we talk about everything. And I think it's important for people that have businesses to realize a lot of what we're needing to do is we're just having to pivot. We're having to redirect. All of us that are business owners are doing that. And so for you, how has that redirect been? Has it been difficult? I mean, I think it's difficult just because, like, we miss our people, but has it been difficult to do that? Or because you already had a good online presence, do you think it was a little easier for you?
I think it was, because when we get on Instagram every day, we're sharing product, we're sharing treatments, we're just sharing the background stuff. So when COVID hit, first of all, I was very upset. I threw a tantrum on the floor. I cried. And then I picked myself up a couple hours later and I said, okay, what do we do? What do we do next? Mama's got to make money. I still have employees, you know, yeah. And I felt awful that they weren't able to come into the clinic. And we did shut our clinic down for about 1 month because the area that we live in, it wasn't as prominent. And so I slowly just started working back into a schedule. So we did take a break. However, I pivoted really fast. I was like, okay, what can I do? Well, I'm going to continue to really, like, I might've been showcasing product maybe once every other day. And we went to every day, several times a day. And then what I also realized was, oh my goodness, so many estheticians do not know how to do a virtual virtual consultation. And we have been doing virtuals for 2 years. Because I was like, you know what? I'm in a small town. And if something ever happened, I really want to be able to reach a lot more people.
Sure.
I want to expand and broaden and grow. So we created our own online consults. Yeah. And I thought everybody did that, but apparently they don't, because they relied on the bread and butter walking through their door. And we don't.
Yeah.
And so what we did quickly in less than a week is we put together an online course, a quick mini online course of 10 steps on how to, like, literally in less than 1 hour, know exactly what to do. We gave them the PDFs. We created all the downloads that they needed, a video of step-by-step how to do virtual consults. Boom, sold it. Boom, 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 boom. That was like the cash cow. I was like, what do people need? Go for it.
For sure. So
we put it together. And then I had also, I think it was right after, was it during, I can't remember. I went to a couple Brendon Burchard events, but we had created a online course on how to build your business on Instagram for anyone in the beauty industry, but business is business, right? It's kind of all the same, the basics. Yeah. So we created this amazing online course, and people will laugh at this, and this is a good teaching moment, but before COVID, I was almost embarrassed of my course because the background was like this, and I did it on my iPhone. I created all the videos, created the content. We had a workbook, all the things, but I was kind of embarrassed about it, and I didn't really talk about it a lot. And then when COVID hit, I realized these people need to know how to run an online, how to grow their Instagram. They need to know. Regardless of what the videos say, the content is good. Go, go, go. So I had to get over myself because I was being a roadblock. So because of that, we bundled the two together at a really affordable price. And that is what floated us through and helped a lot of people grow their business. And my husband was like, but are you sure that you want to teach people what you're doing? Because then you won't have as many clients, right? Yeah. If you're teaching people what to do, they're going to be doing what you're doing, and you're going to have less clients. And I was like, that is a scarcity mindset.
Right. Exactly.
I believe in abundance.
That's right. That's right.
And the more we give, the more we shall receive. And so I put it out there and it just grew, and we were able to reach and help so many people build their businesses during that time. So for me, it was like go time.
Yeah.
Go time.
It's like a win-win, because that's one of the things I was going to say. You didn't hold back because of competition. You looked at it as complementing. Like, that's how I look at it. You know, even as a spiritual teacher and guide and spiritual counselor for people, a lot of people would be surprised to know that in this industry, it is extremely competitive and disheartening because it's so competitive. And I don't believe in competition. I just don't. Unless I'm playing Monopoly, I'm not going after it. But in life, I believe we're meant to complement. And so I loved that you said that, because it's part of the reason why, and I've seen you do that. And that was part of the other reason why I wanted to bring you on and share what you're doing, because that's what being a change maker in the world is not holding back for fear of somebody taking what you have, but instead sharing what you have, knowing that you just helped probably hundreds of families be able to make it through a time that is scary and challenging and difficult by just sharing what you know. Yeah. And that's what we're meant to do.
Exactly. And I really went through the fire on this philosophy because for 3 years, so we've been in business 4 years, we're going into our fourth year. I bought this little pin that said, it was really cute. It was pink. And it said, there's enough for everyone. Right. I was like, oh, that's so cute. Put it on my shirt every now and then, make a cute post about it here and there. But I was really tested on that, that there is enough for everyone, because in November I had an employee leave and took dishonestly 70 clients with her. Broke me.
Yeah.
Broke me, caused a little bit of post-traumatic, like a little bit of PTSD.
Sure.
And I was like, there isn't enough. She took them all. I have to start over. Now what? And I had to let go. I had to forgive. And I had to really believe that there was enough to go around, that there really was. And I had to go through the fire of, do I really believe this or not?
Yeah.
And it was hard because I thought I believed it.
And
now I really believe it. That guess what? She picked up her business and took it 30 miles away. And we're still here and we're still doing great.
Right.
At full capacity? No. But I believe that it will come.
Yeah. And that's really, I think that's an important reminder for those of you that are listening that, you know, things like that show up in our lives to really, to give us just that validation. Okay. Are you really aligned mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually with the truth of what you're saying or of the truth of who you are? Mm-hmm. And when you say there's plenty, do you mean it? And then, you know, and then sometimes shit happens to make you go, okay, yeah, I mean it. And so I love that. I love that story because I've had the same thing happen in a variety of different ways that are like, okay, so you really don't believe in competition, Sunny, even when people are taking your business or putting you down or trying to trying to make up stories or whatever. Nope, I don't. Not playing the game, not doing it. It's not who I am. So you go tell whatever story you want. And the way I look at it is, if you know me, you know who I am. And there's never a doubt around that.
I love it.
Yeah. Awesome. Love it. Okay. I've got some off the cuff questions for you.
Okay.
Just fun off the cuff questions. What was your favorite band 10 years ago? See, told you.
10 years ago? What would that be? 2010? I didn't even have one. I just listened to the radio. None. I didn't think of any.
Do you have a favorite song?
I can't think of anything, seriously. Not even 10 years ago.
No, they don't have music. Whatever.
Oh, we have music. It was whatever my kids were listening to that it was my favorite.
Okay, that's fair. And that changes like on a weekly basis, right? What is the best advice you've ever heard?
I got it. The best advice I ever heard was, it's okay if people are wrong about you. That's
a good one.
Filled my soul.
Yeah.
Because as you just said, people are going to be wrong about you. They're judging their perception of you, and that's not you.
Right.
So it's okay. They're going to be wrong. Plan on it, expect it, and it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite saying around that is, your opinion of me is none of my business.
That's what my mom told me years ago. I was like, what do you mean, Mom?
Yeah. All right. In one or two words, what is your greatest challenge?
Being in tune to the true me, staying in alignment.
Yeah, that's a tough one. It is.
It's work every day.
It is. We're a work in progress constantly. Okay, on the other side of that, what is your greatest quality in a word or two?
My greatest quality is determination and compassion.
Those are beautiful qualities, and they're beautiful together.
They are strong together. Mm-hmm. Strength.
Yes, they are. Yep. Yep. What is something that you use every day that you cannot live without?
Oh, I would say a hot shower. I can't live without a shower.
Okay, that's a good shower. I'm sure people appreciate that. That's a good go-to.
That's pretty boring, right? A good moisturizer.
You were going to say like one of your blender things. One of your blender things or something.
Good food. If I could do another one, it would be nutritious food. Can't live without it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me either. Me either. I need live food, living food.
Yes.
What's an interesting fact about yourself that most people don't know?
An interesting fact that most people don't know is that when I was pregnant with Kyler, so I had him at 32. So I was 32. I was 7 months pregnant and I was at the lake, at Rigby Lake, 15 minutes away. And I was sitting in the sand and I saw two boys swimming out in the water and something didn't feel right. And they looked like they were in distress. And I realized that they were drowning. Mm. And so I ripped off my shoes. I threw off my watch and I ran out. And another mom saw me running out there and could see what was going on. And between the two of us, we rescued the one who was actually underwater and sinking. The other boy managed to yell. We got the one brother safely to shore. And he was 18 years old. And was 6 feet tall. And I don't know how we did it. So yeah. We saved someone's life. He is still alive and I still see him here and there. But I think that's something that people don't know about me. And ever since then, I can't like enjoy the pool. I'm like, but anyway, that was a very special moment that I could pick up on. There's just something not right. And sure. I followed my instincts.
Yeah, your intuition spoke to you and you were divinely guided.
Yes.
Yeah, even at 7 months pregnant with a 6 foot guy.
I know, I was like, the policeman that came and they took him off to the ambulance. He's like, now, how did you do that? And he's next time you need to do it this way so that you don't drown too.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you're inspired that way, it's not like a thought, should I do this or not? It's a boom and you're out.
Yes.
Yeah. Good for you. That's awesome. That's awesome. All right. My last question. If you could have a billboard anywhere in the world with anything on it, where would it be and what would it say?
The billboard would be on the highway. I think here in Rexburg would be fine. And you asked, what would it say? Mm-hmm. And it would be maybe a picture of me, my pink hair. I don't know. I would have it say, you can do it. Mm. You can.
Yeah, good one.
You can do it. It's so simple and we overthink it. But I think we just need to be reminded that we can.
Yeah.
And we'll figure it out as we go along. Right, Brenna Burchard? You'll figure it out. You're smart enough. You can do it.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. Awesome, sister. All right. Do you have anything that you want to leave with our audience? I know we're telling everybody that they can go to Instagram and go to LW Skincare. You can grab over there.
Active. Yep.
Okay.
And if they want, they can check out our website and look and see what all this product is about. And that's at lwskincare.com. And that's where we hang out the most. And everyone is welcome in our community. The objective and my goal is to uplift and educate and inspire people to take better care of themselves inside and out. Because everyone can. Mm-hmm. You can do it where you live, no matter where you live.
Yes, yes. And you have choices. You have choices.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, sister, for being here. I appreciate it. It was wonderful, wonderful chat. So again, those of you that enjoyed this, Lori is going to be sharing a lot more about the connection between the gut and the skin and how to have that health outside as well as inside. And it's all related, guys. It's all related. So if you've got, you know, skin issues, which I know a lot, it's not just acne, isn't just a kid thing, because I'm 49 and whenever my cycle is around, here comes, you know, here comes a little surprise along with it. So I'd love for you to join us. Thrive. The link is right here, right below us. So come and join us there. All right, my friends. So if you have enjoyed this, you're welcome to stay every weekday. I am here for Off the Cuff, 1:11 p.m. Pacific time. Why 1:11? Because it is the space of new beginnings, new opportunities, and new ways of seeing things. So we like the angel numbers. So 1:11 it is. And I am always doing fun interviews. Tomorrow, I am interviewing Cynthia Ocelli, who is a beautiful, beautiful soul that is going to be speaking to you guys about compassion. And it's going to be fantastic. So you're going to enjoy it. So I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you again, Lori. I appreciate it. Mwah. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Looking forward. Bye, guys.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to Off the Cuff with SDJ. If you gained some knowledge, if you felt a connection, if you got some ahas or insight into this thing we call life, if you feel like you're a little more elevated than you were before you listened to this podcast, then please subscribe to this podcast. And if you're already signed up, please rate and review it. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you want to get more information about me and what I have to offer, go to my website, sunnydawnjohnston.com. Thanks so much, my friend.